Did you guys hear Big Fatty today? His drunken mess?
Oh, yes. My God. That was awesome.
That was so funny.
I got behind on podcasts today. I didn't get to listen to as many as I usually do because people kept pestering me and making me do my job.
Oh.
So I didn't hear. I heard part of Arthur's, and I didn't hear Big Fatty's at all. And I didn't hear the Daily Purge either, so...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode number 29 for Hump Day, Wednesday, March the 12th, and coming up on today's show, we'll talk about what's going on with some other podcasts, and... we have a Cunty McCunt-Cunt update. Oh, Lord, you're going to love it. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, I cannot begin to tell you how much the boil. Oh, shit, it's already ruined. How much the blood has been boiling. Because, you know, as when I left you yesterday, the dirty underpants had not been delivered. So, Big Fatty today receives a voice letter from none other than Cunty McCunt-Cunt herself. And I would like to just stop everything right here and play it for you now. Cunty, please, you have the floor.
Hello, this message is for Mr. Big Fatty. This is Ms. Connie McCumley, not Cunty McCunt-Cunt, from AirTran Airlines. I have come to understand you have been saying numerous slanderous things about me on your interweb program, and I am informing you that I have indeed contacted my legal representative. However, in the matter of your misplaced bag, we have indeed located it. It was inadvertently sent back to the Grand Cayman Islands, and we are doing our very best to retrieve it at this time. However, contrary to your statement, Mr. Big Fatty, there were no white socks in the bag. It did contain, however, a fuchsia cocktail gown, two leather cock rings, a half-drunk bottle of peppermint schnapps, and an 8x10 autographed photo of Melba Moore. We will contact you once we retrieve it, Mr. Big Fatty, and I suggest that in the future you watch your dirty, dirty, dirty mouth. This is Connie McComley signing off, Mr. Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Miss Cunty McCunt-Cunt. Y'all, I am happy to report that the bag was found in the Grand Cayman Islands, and it was returned to Big Fatty. It is posted over there, a picture of it posted over there at the WWW, which, as we all know, you do not have to use. And, I find it very interesting. Well, first of all, Lowry, some ancient old thing, delivered it to me this afternoon about, well, I guess it was about noon. And, but I mean, thank God it was this old person because he smelled worse than the underpants that were in the bag. But I got home, I went home at lunchtime and I opened up the bag, you know, to do some washing. And I thought, well, let's just see what was in the bag. You know, let's play guess what was in the bag. Now, you know, I couldn't remember what was in there and what wasn't. And now, there were indeed two pairs of jeans in there and two pairs of jean shorts. So that was correct. There was not the first pair of white socks in there. There were some collared shirts in there, which I wore to the dining room for dinner in the evenings. And then there was my black T-shirt with the embroidered letter CBT for Charleston's Biggest Troll on it in there. And then there were some black flip-flops, because, you know, I said there were no shoes in there. There were shoes in there. And then there was a box of assorted mixed nuts. And some Mentadent toothpaste. And probably six pairs of dirty underpants. And I think you know what I mean when I say dirty underpants. Okay, so anyway, the bag has been returned. The hazmat crew has gone through it. Thank God TSA returned it to me, even though what I said was in there was not in there. Thank God old Larry brought it to me, and he smelled worse than the dirty underpants. So it was just a comedy of errors. And then when I got the phone call from Cunty McCunt Cunt, it just made the day perfect. And I want to thank Cunty McCunt Cunt for sending me the voice letter. And I would encourage her to become a listener and, you know, maybe get over there on the listener map and, you know, just become one of the, you know, fat ones, you know, fat listeners out there. Perhaps you can use it as evidence in your upcoming legal proceedings against the fat one. So, but anyway, that brings to an end the story of the lost bag. Now, what wasn't in there was the daily schedules of what was going on the cruise, which I thought was in there, but it's not. So I'm not quite sure where I've put those. So I'll have to go home and I think, excuse me, I think that they are probably in a folder or something like that. But anyway, I'll go through those and, you know, just kind of give you a review tomorrow and Friday of all the different things that were going on. I know that there were some pictures on the www, but still that doesn't really give you a full idea of what actually happened on the cruise. Now, I will let you all know that Big Fatty, while on the boat, signed up for the cruise for next year, which will run from, and I believe this is correct, it will run from March 8th through March 15th, and it is through Atlantis. It's not being advertised on the Atlantis website yet, but March 8th through the 15th of 2009, and it's on a brand new ship that is being christened in December. And by christened, well, I think you know what I mean. But it's called the Celebrity Solstice, and brand new ship. So if any of you have ever considered taking the Big Gay Cruise, you can you know, get in touch with me, and I can give you some basic information that they passed along to us on the cruise, and they'll give you an idea of what it'll cost. And, you know, they're not quite sure what the itinerary is going to be yet, although right now it is supposed to be out of Fort Lauderdale, a day at the Celebrity Private Island, and then 2 days at sea, and then a day in Curacao, and a day in Aruba, and then 2 days at sea, and then back into Fort Lauderdale. But that's subject to change, as you know, as is every cruise with Atlantis. So, anyway, many of you have sent me e-letters asking about our headliner entertainer, Nikki Bronski, I think was her name. I didn't really know who that was because I didn't see the movie Hairspray, but asking if she's okay and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know. They haven't sent us any kind of update on that. So if we hear anything from the Atlantis folks about Nikki, we will pass that along. Now, I do want to let you know that Jarrett and Raja, who I had my picture made with, and it's posted over there at the www, they are the pianist and magician combination friends of Michael and Super B over at the at the KooCast, you know, the KooCast connection. I met them for the first time there on the boat. And the next day, Big Fatty is just walking right on through the buffet area, eating a big old ice cream cone. And I hear Raja say, "What? What up?" And I look over and I went, "Oh, wow, they remembered Big Fatty's name." And so that was kind of nice. I went over and they were eating some sort of stir fry and all. So I introduced them to Larry Cly, and we just had a brief little encounter there. And I need to send them an e-letter and let them know about the Fat Cast. And hopefully they will become listeners and get on the map and everything like that. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has some new folks on the map, but their pictures aren't there, and I don't know why they're not there, so I'm going to look into that, and I'll look into that before I start mentioning folks that are new to the map. But if you're new to the podcast, go over there under the top of the heap, and there's a thing over there for the listener map, and just go over there and put your pen in there and put your picture up on there if you're a new listener to the BFO. Big Fatty evidently has got some new listeners, and lots of good old-time friends have written Big Fatty some reviews over there on the iTunes, and so, you know, you're welcome to do that as well. But the main thing is that Big Fatty is like the number 9 podcast under the personal journals now, which I am just absolutely blown away by. I can't even imagine why you would want to listen to this. But, you know, you do. You do, Blanche, you do. And so, there you go. Now, I would like to just say, you know, just a moment here about a couple other podcasts. I had like 70 fucking podcasts that I had to listen to that I'm catching up on, but I've caught up on a few, and I want to send out my condolences and my thanks to Archer over at archerradio.com for having the most incredibly ruined podcast the entire week last week while I was gone. Not only was his Skype not working, but he made it not work on every show last week. He was hell-bent and determined to have the most ruined podcast of the week last week, and Archer, you have succeeded, because it was you bring new meaning to the term Shit Sammy. Now, also, evidently, I missed Omar's birthday from Omar from the Other O show. And Omar had a birthday and went to the Swingin' Richards, which is the gay stripper bar there in the Atlanta. And Big Fatty and Larry Cly went to one of those in the Fort Lauderdale called Dude's Bar. Y'all, it was all kinds of good up in there. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say one word, and Alejandro. Delicious. And what other podcasts have I caught up on? I've got several others that are regulars that I listen to. I just hadn't had time to listen to them all yet. I think that's about it right now. So I didn't have a whole lot of time to listen today. But you don't give a shit about that. And why am I talking about it? But anyway, well, since I don't have anything else to say at the moment, I guess it must be time for a little memory lane music.
Who can turn the interwebs on with his smile? Who can take a podcast day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's Big Fatty, and you should know it. With each segment, which is always ruined, he shows it. That is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a part, why don't you take it? You're gonna listen after all. You're gonna listen after all.
Well, if there's ever been an easy memory lane music for you, today's is it. Now, this is, I think this is number 3 in a series of shows that featured this particular performer. And, well, let's just play it. Here we go.
Starring Lucille Ball. Co-starring Gail Gordon and Lucy Arnaz.
Well, everyone, that one was an easy one because that, the name of it, was put right there in front of you. That was the theme from Here's Lucy, which was Lucille Ball's third network television sitcom, and it ran on CBS from 1968 through 1974. And, of course, it starred the fabulous Lucille Ball and Gail Gordon as Mr. Mooney, and Lucy Arnaz and Desi Arnaz Jr. So, anyway, that was the one where the opening sequence had the little puppet that looked like Lucy that came across and held up the little signs and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, that was the second of the the third of the Lucy shows that was on, the first, of course, being, perhaps they'll be on future Memory Lane podcasts. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has been recording this show over a number of hours, and in between the beginning of the Here's Lucy music and the end of the Here's Lucy music, Big Fatty has gone to a wine tasting. So, I'm a little, happy at the moment. The wine was very good. We sampled 2 white wines and 4 red wines. And I almost feel like Archer now. My favorite was the... What the fuck was it called? I don't know. Bishop something. Anyway. Bishop's... I don't know what it was, but anyway, it was a red wine, and it was good, y'all. It was real good. But so if I sound a little bit on the drunky side, everyone seemed to enjoy Big Fatty's surprise drunky cast during the cruise, so, you know, now you're having a little more drunky Big Fatty. What can I say? Oh, thank God. Well, everyone, that's it for Hump Day. And I hope you had a good hump day or are going to have a good hump day or that you got humped. And you know what? Tomorrow, I move into my 30s. Yeah, I said it. Into the 30s. I can't believe that. Who would have thought? Oh, Lord. Big Fatty's written the wrong number down. Okay. Well, I'm going to go watch a little Big Brother now. And you know, in the Big Brother, they're bringing somebody back into the house. And America gets to vote on it. And I'm voting on the boy from New York or Boston or wherever it is. And who knows? Maybe I'll touch myself inappropriately. Well, I'll do that anyway because, you know, I'm Big Fatty. See you tomorrow.
Me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.